The storm systems that have pelted California with rain, causing flooding, evacuations, mudslides, and stress, are finally weakening. But scattered showers are predicted to continue through the day. A levee break along the San Joaquin River near Manteca put about 500 people under an evacuation order with a flash flood warning for today. Crews temporarily halted the break last night. The small town of Maxwell in Colusa County started dealing with its flood at 2 a.m. on Saturday when homes and businesses were inundated and many of the town's 1,100 residents fled for higher ground. Don Bransford is a rice farmer in Colusa, about 10 miles east of Maxwell. He joins us on the line. Don, how are you and your farm holding up?
We're doing okay. We have a fair amount of rice ground, and it is actually all underwater, which is not harmful at this time of the year. But the big issue would be the orchard, the permanent crops. And there are almonds that are blooming right now. They need sun and warmth, and with this rain, that will definitely impact the crop. There are prunes that are yet to bloom. And then the other issue we have is seepage. There's a tremendous amount of seepage from the river, and it looks like the river's going to stay up for some time, and that seepage is not good for the roots on the walnuts, the almonds, and prunes. But it's made it very difficult in terms of roots in and out of our little community. We're about 5,000 people, and we're located right on the Sacramento River, actually the levee butts up to town, and so we have a wall of water that's contained by the levees of the Sacramento River. Now we have two routes out of town, one to the north and one to the east. Our western roads are closed due to flood water, and it's from creeks coming out of the mountains. So if you were to fly over us, you would see lots and lots of water completely surrounding the community.
And there's some damage so far. Are things looking a little better today weather-wise? Are the waters starting to subside?
It's going to take a couple of days, and then we'll probably see noticeable changes. Once the higher flows out of the foothills slows down, then we should see things getting back to somewhat normalcy.
Don, the long-term forecast is for some more rain this coming weekend. Are people taking precautions now? We saw photos of people putting up sandbags in front of their homes and businesses.
Atmospheric rivers are the ones where we get a sustained period of rain that are causing the problems. If we just get showers over the weekend, I don't think that's going to cause any additional problems because we'll have a break of a few days before the next storm comes in.
Still a bit of unease. You're waiting to see what the weather does and how much damage there is on the ground with these permanent crops.
Yes, the greatest unease is Colusa is next to the river, and the river is running extremely high. It's below flood stage. They have to get the water out of Shasta because Shasta is filling, and then we have all these side creeks that eventually flow into the Sacramento River, and so there's a lot of water to drain out of the Northern California Valley, and so people are quite anxious when you go up and take a look at how high that river is. And the same thing on the Feather. They're having to run the Feather high to maintain Lake Oroville at a safe level. We haven't seen this in almost 20 years. So for some people, it's a new experience, and it's quite frightening.
Don, hang in there, and good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Don Bransford is a rice farmer near Maxwell, California, in Colusa County, about 65 miles northwest of Sacramento and near the Sacramento River.